I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I think Lisa's not comfortable giving people life advice, right? Because people email the show and they ask us.
She just wants to be qualified for whatever situation.
Yeah, I mean, certain things you just can't answer for people.
Mm. Well, don't want to take the advice and then totally screw up their life and blame Lisa.
Lisa told me to try that.
Yeah, exactly.
Lisa told me to try backdoor stuff. I got the thing stuck in there.
Oh, Lord. Goodness.
Thanks, Lisa.
See, I don't want that on my...
That's the last thing you want.
How can you sleep at night so knowing you got something stuck up there in someone?
Yeah.
It'd be tough.
It would be.
But the amount of like big life decisions people ask us and send us through email, especially lately, it seems, blow my mind. Some of them I don't even bring to the air because we're not qualified.
Right.
Because I don't hear... Yeah, I hear a lot of like, should I do a threesome?
Yeah.
You know, stuff. So is there more... deep things.
Well, I try to avoid the deep stuff.
Yeah, right? Some gets
well,
really heavy.
You don't wanna,
some does get
really heavy stuff.
Like, Dad, should I talk to my...
Yeah,
like, I can't even... Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just way crazy deep. We can't. Like, I just reply... Sorry, man, that's too much for this show.
Or you need to seek help from a medical professional.
Yes.
Not some people that do a radio
not
show.
Well,
that's just,
I mean, like, I, my thing with advice stuff is that I don't know what you guys know about me, but I don't really got I don't really have the answers, you know? Like,
you're just trying to figure out your own
I'm 35 years old, dude, and I still got questions. Things are they're hanging on by a thread.
I hear you.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
No, we're all in the same boat. None of us profess to be brilliant geniuses. We're going through life doing this thing with you guys. We just, though, can speak from experience, you know, and looking in as an outsider, hopefully give you just some a little advice.
Yeah.
But again, there's always the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Don't listen to us.
Well, that's just it.
Because we're not an advice show.
Well, when I did my Twitch show, I called it Bad Advice.
Right.
Because I wanted it all to just, I'm like, this is probably bad advice. If you ask me for advice, it's probably going to be bad. I wanted to cover it, you know?
It's good. That's funny.
CYA.
Yep. So, that said, people do reach out to us. And some of it is definitely geared toward this show, I will say. And you can always reach us. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the way to do it. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Like this first woman who says, should I be a sugar baby?
Mm. Yes.
I'm with you. Yes.
Done.
Get that cash.
See, that question's been asked before on the show, correct?
Yeah.
Should I be a sugar baby?
It has, but everyone's situation's a little bit different. She says, I love the show. I'm laughing out loud when I listen, and I went through a breakup a couple of months ago, and I've kind of been struggling. I need a change. I just got approved to move into a new apartment. So there's this guy that works at the same place as me. He is a contractor, construction worker. He's 45. I'm 24. He's always had some sexual feelings towards me, I guess, and he expressed those to me. Recently, he asked if I'm still in a relationship, and I said, no, not anymore. So he starts texting me about getting a drink, that sort of stuff. I sort of ask, hey, will you be my sugar daddy, LOL? Because I know he makes good money.
Absolutely.
He says, sure, why the F not?
But he's 25 and you're 24, correct?
He's 45.
40. Oh, I thought I heard 25. I'm like, well, that doesn't qualify.
Right, okay, right.
45.
Yeah.
Got
yeah,
it.
Just a rich boyfriend if you're 25.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
She says, so now I'm wondering if I should take him up on his offer and get new stuff for my apartment since I'm starting from scratch. I haven't been sexual with anyone since my ex, so I don't really know if I want to be with a sugar daddy or not. Thoughts? Question mark?
Well, I mean.
Be prepared to be with a sugar daddy. Like, if you're going to go down this path, be prepared
Yeah.
There's going to be expectations.
I mean, there's a good chance you're going to feel like a dirty skank.
The dirty skank, reaction and feeling would be very high.
My advice will always be the same on these questions. I mean, I don't get it. Just like take care of yourself.
You work with the guy. So like you're opening yourself up to all kinds of problems.
But you might feel like a dirty skank on a brand new leather sofa.
Yeah.
Come have a seat.
A new car!
Yeah.
We know James would feel like a dirty skank.
Oh, yeah, but
you were single.
I feel dirty just sitting in my leather recliner, thinking about my sugar mama. Oh, actually, probably would be my sugar daddy.
Your sugar daddy.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Got my own sugar daddy, boys.
Oh, James.
But you'd be okay with that.
So there's, I see the coworker thing as good and bad. I'm not saying again, you should be a sugar baby, but at least you know the guy.
Yeah.
It's not some rando who's just maybe wants to put you in his basement.
Yeah.
You know the guy, you know where he works. You probably know a lot about him if you've worked with him a couple of years. So that's the plus side there.
Yeah, there's a bit more safety, a bit of a safety net.
Yeah. The downside is you work with the guy. So if things go wrong, you're stuck together.
Yeah.
I just think that if he does buy you a leather couch, I think that, after the whole sugar baby thing goes away, you might look at that couch and be like, I am such a slut.
True.
Feel bad about yourself.
And my slut couch. What would his expectations be?
Well, anything goes.
I think Sandy nailed it right
there. He's nailed it. Buying you a couch.
So, like, in a sugar daddy situation, whatever they want, they get.
Not always. Like, I think a lot of them do it like kind of like strippers do, where it's just like an emotional kind of thing. But this guy wants to bang.
Yeah, I think this guy's just looking to hook up and he'll buy you a couch or something, in exchange.
Buy a couch. Hopefully you get more than a leather couch.
Well, you get a fun time. You get a fun time.
I mean, is a leather couch even really that great?
No, don't get a leather couch.
Have you ever sat on a leather couch with like...
It was the first luxurious item I bought out of college, okay? So this is stuck in my brain as a luxury item, the leather couch.
Today, the heat is so bad that it's haunting thinking about being on a leather couch. I feel like I'd forge to it.
Yeah. Put a towel down.
And my skin would become part of it.
Became one with the leather couch today.
Yeah, it's not the most comfortable thing.
Maybe a nice mattress. Right. Like some... quality things you can
TV.
Enjoy.
But, yeah, nice TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always better when you earn them yourselves instead of effing your way to them.
Yeah, I always have.
For sure.
Yeah, I've always kind of lived my life that way.
Earn it
by
yourself.
Myself. Plus, nobody wants to pay me to bang them.
I can see how it would be tempting to some people. Because some people don't hold sex on the same pedestal, I think, that we hold it on.
Right.
Our sex is something that is given to someone we have strong feelings for.
Right.
Generally love.
It, can mean something and that kind of thing.
Right. Other people just view it as
a thing.
Sex.
Yeah.
It's just sex. So it depends on your take on that. And think down the road. Think about, getting married and stuff and... starting a family, and would you want to tell your guy that you had a sugar daddy?
Right.
At some point.
Every time he's sitting on your leather couch. He's like, oh, God, he does not want to know where I got that couch.
Well, he comes in, he's like, man, you got a nice couch. Where'd you get this couch? He wants the backstory on it. Man, the ends recline out, too. Look at that. It's fancy.
It's just not going to be, this guy doesn't want to be a straight sugar daddy either. He wants to be your lover.
I think he's going to want more and possibly fall in love with you.
Yeah, he already is.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably already in love with you. So that's the risk you take. This guy said sugar babies are just hookers that can barter trades with instead of paying cash. Another guy said, I work construction. Let me tell you, none of us are rich. She's going to let this dude stick his bits in it, and she's not going to get anything. And then this guy said, my leather couch was $4,500. I wish I had a sugar mama to pay for that.
Well, I got a nice couch. Must be the one that lights up. They got the lights in the cup holders and stuff.
Oh, God.
Lights in the cup holders?
You ever see the couches with lights in the cup holders?
No. Come on. What do you need a light in your cup holder for?
To look fancy. To impress babes when you bring them over to your place.
Lights in cup holders.
With your hot tub. Outside and your leather couch.
Exactly.
With your lighted...
If it gets too hot. If it gets too hot in the hot tub, we can just go relax on my leather couch.
Look at this. They all light up.
Yeah, so you put a bottle of water in there, it glows blue.
Like underneath cars, they light up on the bottom. They light up in the cup holder.
Wow, fancy.
Yeah, the same accessories you buy for your car, you can now get for your couch. Welcome to America.
Really, I want to pimp out my couch?
I do not want a lit lit up cup holder couch.
That's a guy. That is a guy purchase. 100%.
Does it have a massage thing on it? Look at it come out.
That's a recliner theater seating. This one is. Well, that I guess if you had a theater, then you and
but most people don't.
No, most people don't. If it's pitch black in a room,
that's what it's for. It's like these.
That's nice.
Okay, that I could see.
That's a good little thing. Yeah,
turning around awfully quick when seeing these lights in the cup holders.
So you have to ask your sugar daddy for a theater.
Yeah, first get a theater and then the couch with the light up cup holders.
Sure, yeah, the dude just does construction too.
Theater in a nice fancy recliner.
It's not
like
Bruce
that.
Springsteen, you know.
I don't know why that name came up, but sure.
He's got money.
Oh yeah.
He does.
I bet he's got four of those couches.
I bet he does. Wow, James, you just introduced us to the world of light up cup holders.
You're welcome. Know.
Your lives have changed for the better.
At least Bruce Springsteen could sing like Born in the USA too, or something.
Okay, James.
Oh man, that'll make your panties.
You're always
fly
the wild
right
card.
Sure.
You're always the wild card here, James. Yes. So if you had say you're 24-year-old James.
Yeah.
Let's say we're working at the old place.
Oh, right? Okay. Oof.
And yes. there was a female manager there for a while.
Okay.
Right? Remember her?
Which department?
Her name rhymed with large.
I don't think I encountered her very often.
Oh, you didn't? No. Oh, you're lucky. So let's just say this woman approached you and said, I will take care of all your expenses if you perform sexually with me.
I think I'm in.
Yeah?
Yeah. 24-year-old James.
Would have done it.
I'm busting my butt at the grocery store for 30 hours a week, and I'm going to school, and I'm trying to intern, and you're going to pay my bills. I can walk away from the grocery store, and just got to be aroused when the moment calls for it.
You're in.
I'm in, yeah. Mm. I mean, it probably wouldn't last forever. I'd probably get tired. Like, this is a lot of work. This is a lot of work, ma'am.
This is a lot of work.
This is way more work than I signed up for.
It's better than the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
At least I'm not scooping turds from the bathroom for some transient. Some transient who can't hit the toilet poops all over the side of the rim and I'm gonna wipe it up.
Jesus. That's a lot of work, ma'am.
Ma'am.
That's
sexy.
That is.
That's what you want to hear in the weather.
Well, I'm assuming she's my superior, so I have to have to talk to her like she's my boss.
Oh, that's
she's got the power.
Yeah.
That's bad dirty talk, ma'am.
Yeah, well.
You like that, ma'am?
Oh, ma'am. Ma'am.
I'm not known in the bedroom for my dirty talk. We'll put it that way. Usually when it comes to making love with me, it's a stand-up comedy act. Way more laughs going on than I expect.
So to this 24-year-old listener who's considering letting a 45-year-old coworker become her sugar daddy, I mean, we're strongly saying it's probably a bad idea, but...
But negotiate that leather couch. With
negotiate. See what exactly is expected of you. If you do decide to go through with this, what's exactly expected of you? Get all that stuff worked out before you just blindly sign up.
Yeah. Light up cup holders are nothing. I'm telling you. You want the light up cup holders are nothing. These legs are sealed.
Someone's asked, what would a 24-year-old Andy Green do? You think you would have considered it?
I'm very shallow.
Yeah. It would have been hard to.
I could have had sex with a million ugly chicks, and I couldn't do it.
Think of that leather couch, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, even 24-year-old Andy was just nah, just me and my hand.
When you worked at that bank for like a couple of days, there was no ladies.
I could have had any one of those old ladies. That I get those things fired up again.
Yeah. Get those bits going.
You fire up old bits?
I fire up old bits, man. My grandma, her bingo friends were always like, loved my hair.
I was going to say, it's got to be your gorgeous locks.
They love the curls, man.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, and this is totally off topic, but in Ireland, like, women call their vagina their bingo card.
Do they really?
I never heard that.
Absolutely.
All these years, you never brought that up.
I know,
that's
it
like
just
a
popped
good
into my head.
Thing to, yeah. No, a bingo card.
Yeah.
They do?
Yes, absolutely.
Why do they?
I don't know. It must have been the starter, obviously, with old ladies.
That's incredible.
Know?
Are you sure, Dave?
I'm positive. Unless it's just in my family, but several ladies in my family have said it.
I mean, I don't know anything
about
this.
That's pretty goddamn hilarious.
That is hilarious.
My bingo card.
It's a good fact to throw out of nowhere.
Did you know that ladies in Ireland call their vaginas the bingo tuck?
That was a fun little fun fact.
Yeah. I mean, bingo's been brought up quite often on the show because your grandma played or whatever. Yeah. So we've talked about it, but it never like got this memory out of Dave about a
bingo.
No, I don't know where it stuck back in there somewhere. It just, I just remember it being said. Like a wash my bingo card.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
They talked about washing their bingo cards?
Well, like they were joking around, like, get upstairs and wash your bingo card. You know, like that kind of thing.
My bingo card's itchy.
Oh, it needs some ointment. That's crazy.
It needs a mingo ointment.
So do the dudes call their wieners their daubers?
Maybe it is just in my family because nothing is coming up online at all.
Yeah. Just,
I don't know where this...
Yeah.
It's just slang your family members used when you were around.
Slang words.
Did you get it wrong?
No, Lisa, I didn't get it wrong. That's definitely something that has been said.
Really?
We could call my mom, but it's too early. She's not up. But I know my mom has said it before.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's funny.
Maybe your mom is the only one.
No, it's been in the family. Again,
so
it could
like
just
your
be...
family just talks about their vaginas.
They're very open.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like honestly, they talk about. My uncles would talk about. You know, their.
That's why they had to use terms like bingo card.
Yeah, but like instead of balls, they call them Henry Halls.
Oh, okay.
Like, go wash your Henry Halls.
Oh like yeah, that's like Cockney, right?
Yes.
Like, whenever they say like instead of face, they'd call it like your Chevy Chase. It's stuff that rhymes.
Yeah.
So that one, but bingo card's not.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I wash my bingo card.
Maybe Lisa just went into like psychiatrist mode. She's like, so when you were a child, they talked about their vaginas a lot. Expand on that.
What kind of things do they discuss in regards to their vaginas, Dave?
Could explain a lot about
gay routes when bingo would come on TV.
I don't know. Can we go? We're going to go blindly to the phones here, and this is always risky. Right. But Jacqueline?
Jacqueline.
Yes.
Hi. You had a comment.
How's your bingo card?
No. I have never felt compelled to call in. I've listened for a really long time. But my brother randomly ended up dating a girl that was a sugar baby.
So she was a sugar baby before she got with him?
Correct. He was unaware of it.
Secondhand sugar baby.
And he started dating this girl. And we thought she was someone who worked for like a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, anytime she had to like go on work, she always told him she had to travel a lot.
Oh, so she was still a sugar baby while she was dating him.
I see. So he wasn't paying her. She had other people doing it.
She had another someone on the side.
No, right. My brother was roughly 24, so was she. So my brother lived in this, you know, dinky apartment like any other 24-year-old. So he definitely didn't have a ton, but my brother, you know, would try and spoil her with what he could, as a normal boyfriend does. And she didn't drive anything extravagant, but randomly enough, in order for her to, like, get out of it, she ended up one day saying that she had to go to California for work, packed up some stuff, left with all of her belongings still at my brother's, and then never came back.
She never came back?
That's what happens when you date a sugar baby, right?
Yeah, your poor brother.
That sucks for him.
He was like, bitch, I took you to the Olive Garden.
Thanks for calling in.
I got you the meal where you got to take one home, too. That was two meals for the price of one.
Unlimited breadsticks, you whore.
Yeah, I can't find anything online referencing bingo cards and vaginas. Yeah.
It may no just one's be calling in about it.
No one's
texting
calling in. No one's
it.
Texting.
No one knows this. This is only in your family. It's they just call them bingo cards.
Does it have something to do with the freeze bank?
I don't know. I have no idea. I really don't. I just know it happened.
Was your mom into bingo?
No, my mom never played bingo.
No one in your family played bingo?
No, not that I know of. Like my grandma, Irish grandma, never played bingo.
I don't want Dave to lay on that couch while we're doing
it. She was getting right into the corner of me, right?
Lisa literally just said she did a total psychiatrist thing. She said,
a Lisa judgment has been passed.
Shake my head up and down.
She's writing stuff.
Yeah.
Mom never played bingo. Neither did grandma.
Never did it. Never played any single game. Single game of bingo.
I don't understand.
I love getting into Dave's head. It's fascinating.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in there that I don't even know about. Scares me sometimes.
You unlock stuff every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Bingo card's wild, though.
Bingo card. It's just a thing.
Yep.
And it exists. In my mind.
In your mind. Yeah.
Well, maybe it has something to do with calling it your V card when you're a virgin.
No.
And then once you get your V card punched, it's now your bingo card? I don't know. I'm reaching.
Card. You're just putting card in with bingo. I hope you don't say that to Amber or anything.
Oh, my God, no.
Baby, I can't wait to punch your bingo card.
I can't wait to touch your bingo card. Under the O69. No, come on.
Oh, baby, we're having a cover all today.
I do not use the bingo slang in the bedroom.
Okay, good.
Thanks, therapist Lisa.
Don't do that.
No, Mahoney, baby, get your ass to the bingo hall. Oh, you're punch that card.
That's their foreplay. Go to bingo.
Bingo. No. All right, so good luck to you, whatever sugar baby decision you make. Our thoughts are you probably shouldn't do it, but if you decide to do it, again, get some upfront details about what will be expected of you.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, here's a question for the guys listening this morning. Are you ashamed of your body hair? If you are and it's caused some awkward moments for you, reach out to us because you're not alone, according to this new study. 1-855-954-6969 is the number that's toll-free. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. Ladies, have you shut stuff down because a guy had too much body hair? When he got undressed, did you kind of freak out? Feel free to share with us. 1-855-954-6969. Because according to a new poll, over half of men today are embarrassed of their own body hair. They're ashamed. 55% of guys say they sometimes feel embarrassed about their hairy areas. 1 in 5 feel that way all the time. 40% of guys are ashamed of their chest hair. 35% are embarrassed about back hair. I would have thought the back hair would have been number one by far.
Yeah.
Back hair is way worse. Yeah. I like my chest hair.
Me too.
Chicks dig it too.
Makes me feel regal and like.
I think most chicks are into chest hair.
Yeah, like. Mm-hmm. I like my, that's like one thing about my body I'm not ashamed of. I like my setup. I don't, my dad's got those like shoulders where he's got hair on him and then he's got it on his back. I wouldn't like that.
Oh, that's Chuck's biggest thing, right?
Yeah, back hair.
He's had ladies through the years shave him, especially if he was going to the beach and stuff.
Now that honor belongs to me.
You shave him. Oh, yeah, nice, James. 31% of men have avoided swimming because of their body hair. 27% of guys have avoided the gym. Well, just wear a t-shirt.
Yeah, like, it's not you're walking around with your shirt off.
You're not shirtless or pantsless.
These hairy men are real bitches.
Yeah.
20% think their hairiness has had a negative impact on their sex life. I can see that. I can see that, one, either they're so self-conscious about it, it affects them in the bedroom because they're thinking about, oh, she's seeing her hand got caught in my back hair. Or women may just be turned off by it.
It's like a preference thing. And, you know what I mean? Some women will dig it because they think you're sexy man.
Wild animal.
Do any women dig it, though, the back?
Not the back hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like body hair.
Chantel's joining us here on the Dave and Chuck line. Chantel, do you have a guy who's pretty hairy?
Yeah, I do. I wanted to say, prepare to peg.
Preparing to a peg. Preparing to peg.
I love it. I've had the same guy in my life for 4 years, and he's always asking me, you know, are you sure you're okay with it? Are you sure, he's never offered to shave, but he always asks me, are you sure you're okay with it? And I'm always like, yeah, you know, I mean, it doesn't define you, but it makes you seem, I guess, to me, you know, more manly. You know, I love it. I really love it.
You love back hair.
Not back hair, just body hair in general.
But so that's body hair, though. But you put up with back hair and you don't mind the rest of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. That's what I figured. Because I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a woman who said she loved back hair.
Yeah.
I just love rubbing my fingers through your back hair. Oh. You sexy man.
Doesn't sound good.
I'm so stoked I don't have back hair, man.
Oh, you're lucky.
Kim, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Penis.
Balls, Lisa.
Balls.
Have you shut down sex because of someone's body hair?
shut it down with a quickness. And she and this guy for like 3 months and decided to test the waters, and he took up his shirt and I almost vomited. Couldn't even tell. Usually you can tell if they're there because their shirt's like an inch off of their flesh, you know, but it didn't look like that. So I was quite surprised, and it was disgusting. I immediately dried up, had a headache, and went home.
Oh, my God. Did you tell him? Like, does he know to this day or not?
I didn't tell him.
So you just left. You just made an excuse.
I made an excuse and burnt rubber getting the hell out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, dry man. As ever.
Did she say that?
She did. She said
what
that.
What was that?
Yeah.
She immediately dried up.
Dried up. His hair was so full and luscious, it dried right up.
It was as if his hair dried her.
Yes. He evaporated the bits.
Oh, my God. The poor guy. He's got to know, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Because he stuck around for 3 months.
3 months. He takes his shirt off and she leaves.
Yeah. She's invested wait. 3 months of his time.
I'm sorry. You dried me right up. I'm going to burn rubber.
Burn rubber.
Get out of here.
Look, what's the problem?
You're gross, baby.
What's gross? I took my shirt
You're
off.
You're gross. You look like
I look like a man.
It's bad.
This is a man's body.
It's bad. That's like a desert down there. God.
So can I call you next week?
No.
What if I get my back shaped?
Poor man. Poor man. Dave's in Tampa. Are you ashamed of your body hair, Dave?
Lisa, three-way.
Yes.
Yes, I am. I hate it. I hate it. I'd rather be completely bald all over my head at the bottom of my feet, but I'm covered in this mess.
Where's the worst part?
It'd be the chest and the back.
Yeah, do you
I'd
take
like
care of it?
I do try. But I mean, it's like the grass. You weed whack it, hell, 2 days later it comes back. You weed whack it again, it comes back. I mean, it's
a lot of maintenance.
Yeah, it is a lot of maintenance.
You try to manscape it as much as you can to look nice for the ladies, but I mean, you can only go so far when you got it all over you. I mean,
and
I'm Irish too, so that's another
thing.
Wow,
that's crazy because I'm Irish and I don't have a lot of body hair at all. I guess we have different genes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, none of my relatives I ever have seen. I mean, I don't really.
Light haired people usually aren't very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super hairy. Oh, no, I don't go around inspecting a lot of Irish men's bodies.
I don't know.
You're a very hairy man. What's your ethnic background?
You Irish? Take your clothes off.
Take a look at your hair situation.
Turn around. Take off your shirt.
Ooh.
I'm thinking of like my dad and maybe my uncle. I don't ever recall any of them being, you know.
Does your dad grow a beard?
Just as bad as I do.
Is it the same kind of setup?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, because I've never seen him, but I didn't know if he could grow like a cool.
We're just not hairy men.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, he's super hairy, man. Like, it was always like, I remember being a little kid and just being like, Jesus Christ. What is that?
What Dave from Tampa said kind of echoes what Chuck has always said. When he would shave, it would look weird, right? Mm-hmm. If he decided to take his back down, then it would start at his butt, and then he'd mm-hmm. have to take his butt, and then, you know, because he's so hairy.
He's got so much. Yeah.
It looks weird if he cuts one part down completely.
Yeah, he could probably shave his whole body. They could make a wig.
Yeah, some guys are just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about this study that says 55% of guys feel embarrassed about their hair or are ashamed of it at times. 38% of guys have shaved their back before. 47% have shaved at least a small section of their legs before. I don't know if... are there any women that are opposed to leg and arm hair?
There should be some that are out there.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I think a majority of them are cool with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've shaved my leg and my arms, but that's because I wanted to show off my tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey, ladies, why don't you check out this sweet ink?
Right.
That's the one place where I actually do have a lot of hair is my arm. But, like, it stops here, you know?
It's weird. It's like it's only grown hair to protect your arms from the sun.
I guess. I don't know. And when it comes to manscaping, the average guy says they do it about once a week.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. 43% of guys admit they're not very good at manscaping.
Oh, I'm good at it, but I hit it up maybe once every couple months. I'm due right now.
Well, I only landscape the secret garden down there.
The guys just, secret garden.
Secret garden. Frank's in Boston. Frank, are you ashamed of your body hair?
Oh, absolutely not.
You're not.
Am I ashamed of it? No, but I completely feel it off. It's sticky. It creates dirt. It's gross.
Okay.
Just shave it off. You're a poor old man. Just get rid of it.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Frank.
It creates dirt?
He's not ashamed of it.
I'm ashamed of it. I'm very proud of it, but I hate it. I hate the way it feels. I hate the way it looks. I'm Frank.
Yeah.
He was conflicted, I think if you really looked into it, you're ashamed of it.
That was a funny, quick call.
Yeah, so
I got to weigh in, babe. Hold on real quick. No, hell no. Not ashamed of it.
But I shave it all off right down to the wood.
I don't like the way it feels. Sticky. Weird and itchy.
So, Julie in Tampa, you were with the guy for years who was a real hairy dude. Was he ashamed of it, you think, Julie?
Yes, he was very self-conscious about it. And he was my high school sweetheart. But it bothered him so much, he went to try electrolysis on his back and his shoulders.
They tried to shock it off of him?
And that doesn't really work, right?
No, it didn't. And he had, like... I mean, it helped a little bit, but then when it grew back, it was still, you know, an issue for him.
What about you?
So he ended up saving it.
Was it a turnoff?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, it was a little bit, you know, much.
But
I loved him regardless.
Right, because women are cool like that.
Women are good.
Most women are cool like that.
They're pretty accepting.
Doesn't matter if you look like Sasquatch, they're still going to love you. Whereas if you got a hairy-shouldered lady,
men are a lot too more shallow.
We are too superficial.
I don't know. Not all women love all that.
Yeah. Hair, so. A lot of don't. And a lot of them don't want a beard. A lot of them.
Yes.
There's like two camps. There's like some that think it's sexy, and then there's some that think it's gross.
Michael's in Rhode Island. Are you ashamed of your body hair, Michael?
Oh, absolutely. First, I want to say, like a dog. I've had multiple women tell me that they compare me to a Wookiee.
Oh man!
Oh wow! It's that bad then?
Yeah. No, I shave my back, my shoulders, all the down my arms, all the way to my elbow. My armpit hair connects to my chest hair, and if I pull my beard out, it goes down my neck and connects to my chest.
How often do you have to do that, and how long does it take?
It usually takes me, if I let it get bad, usually about an hour. I use this thing called a back blade. It's like a foldable back scratcher. It's got like a couple blades on it, and I just run it over my back, and it takes the hair right off.
Huh. Okay.
So it doesn't take, it's not that bad, but, you know, if I maintain it, maybe like 40 minutes a day, but it's insane.
Oh, God. I can't imagine spending 40 minutes a day.
Me neither. I got too much stuff to do.
Tending to my body hair.
No, dude, that's too much.
That's a lot.
I would just embrace it. At that point, if I had to do an hour a day or whatever, I'd be like, I am Chewbacca.
Dude, we're going
to role play.
A walking
football. I'm going to get a bandolier and a crossbow.
You're going to live the Chewbacca life.
I will. I'll be like, look at that.
Learn the language, too.
Lexi, have you been with a real hairy guy, Lexi?
Yeah. I actually grew up with my mom's boyfriend. He was extremely hairy, but he wasn't ashamed of it. His back was disgustingly hairy. His chest was really, really hairy. Oh, it was terrible. But I ended up dating a very hairy guy after. He was Italian. And the only reason I stayed with him is because he had a pretty big package on him.
Oh. All right, Lexi.
Fine woman.
Thanks.
She liked that big Italian sausage.
Size queen Lexi there. Yeah. Joining us. This guy said, as a 28-year-old man, I'm actually ashamed that I have no chest hair and can barely grow a beard. Well, I can relate to you there.
Yeah.
I got about 17 chest hairs. This person said, my boyfriend's not ashamed of his butt, but he shaves because it smells better. He's always smooth like a baby. I actually prefer a tiny bit of hair.
I feel like the odor only plays a part, like, in your pits. Like, I try to keep my pits, like... super short, because I feel like when I have more armpit hair, my body odor like hits you faster.
That seems to trap
in my brain, but no, I feel like
I think that hair traps in odor, right?
I'm sure.
Someone says, I don't shave the upper crease of my leg next to my balls because it'll smell like old mayonnaise when I sweat.
Wow.
Oh, God damn.
What you got going on with your crotch, man?
You got mayonnaise crotch?
Yeah, you got some kind of fungus, dude. You're going to want to talk to a doctor, fellow.
Yeah, the case of the mayo ball.
That is the most revolting sentence I may have ever
Absolutely.
Heard.
I mean, I know
I might never get an erection again.
No.
No, I will.
Pearl is with us. Hi, Pearl.
Pearl.
Hi.
Pearl, you're a younger lady named Pearl.
Yes.
That's pretty rare these days.
I like it.
It is, name. Yeah. I have a very old lady name.
So you've got a hairy husband.
Yes, I do. He's German, and he's very, very hairy. And when we first started dating 13 years ago, he was still very hairy, but I didn't really mind. I wasn't really offended or anything disgusted by it even. But as he got older, I noticed that the hair on his back was coming in more. Mm-hmm. And so I told him, hey, you know, your back hair is growing more and you're getting less skin back here. It's like more hair. And he used to be really, really embarrassed by it, but now he doesn't really mind it so much. He's
embraced
you know,
it.
We're in our, yeah, exactly.
I think when you're with someone for so long too, yeah. and they've accepted yeah. you.
He's like, you are the love of my life, Pearl, and I am sorry, so sorry. The hair that's growing in now. But you stuck with me for this long. And you know that today is Wednesday. And today is the day we have the sex. I can't do my traditional German lasso work because the hair gets ripped out and hurts. But I will make love to you, Pearl.
Pearl and her hairy German husband. I wish them the best. Couch is in Boston. Couch, are you ashamed of your body hair?
You shaved?
I'm not, but I've had to shave my crack since high school.
Oh,
crack. How hairy does your crack get?
Well, it's been an issue because of my friend Alicia's birthday party. Her friends tackled me to the ground when I mooned them, and these girls decided to use nads and scrape all the hairs out of my crack.
Oh, my God, dude, you were attacked by women?
A horrible party.
You were forced manscaped?
I was forced manscaped. They pinned me to the ground, and they put it all in, all the nads in, and then they got butter knives, of all things, and used that to scrape it all out.
So what a weird night. But they were trying to do, like, a public service for you.
I mean, they were, yeah, and they offered to do the other side, but it just burned so bad that it just didn't, I didn't let them put that on.
So how often do you shave your butt crack now yourself?
Usually about, like, once a month. Sometimes it's every other month. Like, if it's wintertime, I might just keep some of the hairs warm.
Yeah, keep your butt warm.
Keep my crack warm.
I gotta keep my butthole nice and warm.
It's cold, huh?
Man, nice and toasty up there.
Growing my winter
See,
coat.
I prefer a cold butthole. I need my butthole cold.
I like it cool, too. Cool as ice. I don't want it warm ever. And one more call here. Now, Valerie professionally removes body hair. So, Valerie, I'm sure you see all types of guys, right?
We do. We see everybody, men, women, trans. Everybody has hair that they want to remove. Mm-hmm. The one thing is that with hair removal, it's either you're going to do it every day for the rest of your life, or, like, people talk about laser, or somebody else said that their husband did electrolysis and it didn't work, but it's the same thing as going to the gym, like, three times and being like, where's my six-pack?
Right.
It's a process, and so, you know, people get discouraged because we tell them, you know, this is going to take a year, 2 years. It can take even longer, especially for any guys that are taking like a testosterone replacement therapy. That's going to cause coarse hair to grow on your upper arms, your ears, your nose. Like, that's just a hormonal type of hair growth. So sometimes guys don't realize, like, the T-gel that they're putting on their shoulders is making those, like, wicked, wicked thick hairs grow. Hmm. So, you know, those are things to keep in mind.
Got to keep up with it.
Have you ever had to turn a guy down because he was too hairy?
No, we just generally tell them. So I do laser and electrolysis for men on the most part. If they're going to try and do their entire back, we really recommend that they do laser first. It will reduce a lot of it, and then go in with electrolysis and get, like, the few patchy, like, cat whiskers, we like to call them, because they're just random stray hairs. Ugh. But if somebody is blonde or redhead, the laser isn't going to work for them. So, you know, it's just a lot of area to cover, but it's an investment. Like, the dude that's spending 40 minutes a day shaving his back, what's your time worth? You know, tell him he's going to go down and get some laser.
Right.
All right, Valerie. Thanks you for know? Calling in. You have a good day.
You're
I never
welcome.
Thought of, like, a bright red hairy ginger covered in red hairs.
I didn't think of that
like
either.
A tarantula.
would be like a tarantula.
Yeah.
The human tarantula.
You'd have to call yourself that.
I'm looking it up now. Hairy back, red hair man.
Huh. Hairy back, red hair. Oh.
Like at the hunkiest ones you could find for these, but well, not all of them.
And these are dark haired. I mean, that guy's a ginger, but they don't show you his back.
Yeah, it's almost as if the hair doesn't get red on their bodies. Then there's just a picture of Teen Wolf.
Just randomly. Random pictures of Teen Wolf.
Look at that guy's back, dude. That sucks.
Yeah, that's...
That's probably Chuck. That's what his back is.
Oh, my God.
Less muscles, though.
Yeah, there's like curly ones, and then there's just like it grows like straight
hair. That can't
hair.
Be real, is it?
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is this man's back hair transformation.
Oh, my God.
Is going viral on Instagram.
Gross, 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 gross.
To the Top Gun theme. Oh, he's getting it shaved.
Oh, God. Come on.
What's happening to this guy?
Oh, no.
They separated his hairdo from his neckdo?
That is gross.
Dude.
Why does the guy...
Is that the guy's real voice?
I don't think so.
That's not a transformation. He just gave him a neckline.
Oh, God.
God damn.
Oh, gross. Mm-mm. That poor man, though. I feel for him. Oh. I get it. So bad.
Yeah, I don't like it.
God bless you if you got Teen Wolf's back.
God bless you.
Because life can't be easy.
Yeah. No, that's terrible.
You're getting through some stuff.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.